In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. You deserve inner peace. No, really, you do. Visit BetterHelp and see if online therapy is for you.
Q-Code and Crooked Media present Edith, starring Rosamund Pike. Created by Gonzalo Cordova and Travis Helwig.
People say history is written by the winners, but they're wrong. History is written by the biggest losers imaginable. Historians.
You did it before. You can do it again. Step, Woodrow. Mm. Step.
Mm. Edith, I can't hold him for much longer. All his weight is on me.
They come up with these narratives, digestible to America's mental stomach, myths about the moral triumphs and failings of men like their Lincolns, their Roosevelts, their Johnsons. Some of them are solely dedicated to their Johnsons.
Mm. Edith! Oh, God! I'm losing my grip!
But history isn't some lofty Greek tragedy. It's a bunch of people putting one foot in front of the other, trying to trip each other up, flailing wildly as they fall.
First snow of the season. It's beautiful, isn't it, Woodrow? Pristine.
It had been weeks since Woodrow woke up in the middle of the night and walked across our bedroom. He hadn't walked since.
I'm sorry, Edith, I can't.
Fine, put him down. The only progress we'd made was realizing that the new rolling chair we ordered for the Oval Office worked pretty well as a makeshift wheelchair.
What a joke.
It was worth a shot.
Okay, honey, what do you say? You want to go to the room and rest a bit?
What a joke.
Did...
Woodrow! Oh, my God!
The president
Oh,
just
my
spoke.
God! Woodrow!
The president spoke!
You see, it can be a little messy, not always in a straight line, but that's history. Someone deciding to finally take a step.
We both know Edith is a problem.
Yes, well, Henry, I'm just suggesting that you go public since I can't.
Well, I can't either. I already took the fall on Dalmatia. I've been hammering Woodrow for months on the League of Nations. It's going to look awfully suspicious when I go out there and accuse the First Lady of committing a goddamn coup.
Well, someone has to. That woman is playing puppeteer with a great man, his legacy, our democracy. It's all at stake. What's so funny?
What we need is a fall guy.
A fall guy?
Come on, Lansing. You went to Amherst. Follow my train here.
A fall guy, Christ. A fall guy.
Fall is our guy. He lost Cruz's prosecutor, who can handle a six-shooter. Mighty as a thick red cedar, our big hat fella's quite a leader. From the flattest of the mesas to the grandest of the rios.
From the depths of the reservoir in Red Bluff.
Other men need not apply. For fall, 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 fall is our guy.
Yeehaw!
Thank you kindly, boys. I am Senator Albert Fall, and I'm proud to call myself a New Mexican. Good night.
Lansing's conspiracy theory had whispered its way from mustache to mustache like the Spanish flu.
Hell of a spectacle, Albert.
Senator Cabot Lodge, what brings you out west?
Manifest destiny. That, and I need your help. How'd you like to do something to serve your country?
It was only a matter of time before someone officially said it on the record.
How do you mean?
Well, Al, it's about the president's health.
I just didn't think it would be someone as, and I hate saying this, formidable as Albert Fall.
Read all about it. Showdown on Pennsylvania Avenue. Senator Fall believes the president is in dire health. Cowboy senator to storm the White House gates.
But like always, I had a plan.
Woodrow, focus, please. I know you can repeat things, and I need you to try. It's good to see you, Senator Fall. It's good to see you, Senator Fall. Can you repeat that? Okay, plan B. Let's go over it one more time.
We anticipate Fall will arrive with press to wait outside for news right after.
My job is to greet Senator Fall, find some topics we have in common, bore him with small talk, and then, and as you put it, pretend to be a dumb little hummingbird.
Yep, that is exactly right. Just be Trudy.
I was born to be Trudy. Well, actually, I was born to be Samantha, but my dad overruled my mom, and now I'm Trudy.
And then according to your itinerary, at 2:45, 3:10, and 3:30, I will bring updates of different emergencies the president has been pulled into. League of Nations, Prohibition, Mexican hostages, in that order.
All the while, I'll make sure the president is never in one room for too long. And voila! Fall is convinced the president is so healthy and active, he doesn't even have time to see him.
Wow, this is a great plan, Edith. When I think about how great your plans are, I always think to myself,
oh, shit!
You know, that's actually pretty close to what I was gonna say.
That was from Woodrow's room.
But that wasn't Woodrow.
Fuck. My mind was racing. Fall was a smart guy, so I thought I had prepared for every single possibility. But I didn't prepare for him to be so insane he'd just show up early and...
march into my bedroom without permission? How dare you?
But luckily, Fall was not insane enough to do that. The man second in line to the presidency was.
Vice President Marshall?
Edith, please. Tell me this is some kind of decoy president, and the real Woodrow is stashed away in some bunker eating raw eggs, working on a medicine
Marshall,
ball.
Marshall, I know.
Because...
It's...
Because if he's this sick, that means I have to be president.
What the hell are you doing? Let go of his hand.
Mr. President, if you can hear me, give me a firm handshake. Firm handshake, Mr. President. Firm handshake,
Stop
Mr.
it,
President.
Marshall. Don't rough him up like that.
No use. I mean, the man has no squeeze. There is no squeeze in him. This is just like in my nightmares.
He wasn't kidding. He'd been having literal nightmares.
It was that nightmare again, wasn't it?
We were eating breakfast in the nook in the Secret Service. We're at the door to inform me that
Come on, sweetie, you can say it.
Oh, that the president was dead, and they needed me, the vice president, me, to take the oath of office and become. No!
It's okay, Tommy. You're not president, and you never will be.
It's just that I fight and struggle, but they forced my hand on that damn Bible. And the Bible had teeth. Now all I can do is scream. But I don't follow politics. No, I don't
Sweetie,
follow politics.
Repeat after me. It's just a dream.
It's just a
it's
dream.
It's just a dream.
It's just a dream. It's just a dream. But it wasn't a dream, Edith, at all.
Madam First Lady, Mr. Vice President, what are you... Never mind, I don't care. Mrs. Wilson, I hate to be this person all the time.
I've started to suspect he secretly loves being this person.
But...
Did you hear how much he just loved saying that but?
What is it, Tumulty? Is the East Wing on fire? Was Lansing found with a box of matches nearby?
Worse. Fall has arrived early. His car is pulling up now.
Same plan. Send Trudy. I'll deal with Woodrow. Marshall, look at me. If you don't want to be president, I need your help right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Turns out I was actually lucky that Marshall showed up. There's no way I could have gotten Woodrow into that rolling chair or down to the Oval Office as fast as I needed to.
Woodrow, honey, I am so sorry to do this to you. It's completely unacceptable.
What happened to him? Did he find out W.E.B. Du Bois exists? What's the rush?
You don't follow the news, do you?
Of course not. Why should I?
Heartbeat away from the presidency.
Albert Fall is on his way to check on the president's health.
What? Fall? Fucking Fall? Are you serious? We're done.
If I can handle Lansing and Lodge, I can handle Fall.
Oh, like hell. Back in the 1890s, some New Mexican opposition party sent a man to kill Albert Fall. And that night, Fall fired 3 shots. Yeah. And the first grazed the man's scalp. The second shattered his left elbow. And the third blew his hat right off.
So he's gonna shoot me?
No, that's not the point. Albert Fall isn't a wet piece of paper like Lansing or Lodge. When he aims for you, he hits.
Meanwhile, to her credit, Trudy was doing exactly what I asked her to. Playing dumb.
Senator Fall, what a pleasure it is to greet you.
Ma'am, the pleasure's all mine.
Oh, you know, I'd heard you always wore a big black Stetson, and I'd seen it in newsreels, but Lord, now that I'm wearing it, it is so much more hat in person.
Thank you kindly, ma'am. If you don't mind, may I have my hat back? Thank you. Say, is the First Lady or your doctor of a husband around?
Do you think they'll ever stop calling it New Mexico, you know, when it's been around for a while?
Ma'am, I don't mean to be impolite, but are you stalling?
What? No. No. Oh, got your hat.
Yes, it seems as if you've taken it a second time.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Jesus, be careful with him.
I am. There. Whew. Now Woodrow's behind his big desk, and I helped. Now let me get the hell out of here before that bastard Fall ruins my career, too.
Firm handshake.
Oh, God!
Yes, Woodrow. Great. Yes, firm handshake. What else? Keep going.
March into my bedroom without permission.
Wait, you didn't tell me he could speak.
What else, Woodrow? You can do it. What else do you want to tell us?
Madam First Lady, Senator Fall is here. Trudy needs help.
Okay, new plan. I handle everything.
This way, ma'am.
Marshall, he can walk when he wants to. He can talk when he wants to. He is recovering, and if I can get through today, everything will go back to normal. But if not, this is your oval-shaped help.
Senator Fall, if you wouldn't mind pausing right here, I could show you this painting. Or, ooh, this one. It's also good if you like men sitting in chairs. Wait, stop!
Now, please don't touch me, little lady. I don't like being touched.
What? Like all touching? Like even hugs?
No, I'm not fond of hugs. A handshake or a good nod always does the trick.
We have nothing in common.
Thank you.
Senator Fall, how nice to see you.
Oh, thank God.
Ms. Wilson, likewise. Your little guard dog here keeps stealing my hat.
It's a dangerous country. Gotta keep some muscle around here.
Well... my Republican colleagues and I have been praying for your husband.
Oh, really? Which way, Senator?
I heard you were funny. You know, historically, both our families were on the same side.
The Confederates?
I meant Democrats.
Right. We said the same thing. The president is currently a little tied up, but our friend Trudy could give you a short tour of the garden.
It's winter, so most of the trees are dead, but some of the sticks are pretty.
Sorry, ma'am. Don't mean to be rude, but I'd hate to tell those journalists hanging around on Pennsylvania Avenue that all this waiting felt medical in nature.
Well, no, that's not how I...
Paul, you son of a very nice lady.
Oh, Marshall, what are you here for?
Yeah, what is he here for?
Just asking a little favor of the president, and let me tell you, you know, that man knows how to say no. Strong as a bull in heat, I'll tell you. Hurt my hand with his shake. Gotta be honest, I wish he wasn't as well, you know, get a little of this free rent.
Is he indisposed?
Nope, quite disposed, actually. Right after Woodrow punched me in the stomach as a show of strength, he got pulled into an emergency conference on prohibition.
What's happening?
Marshall is good at this.
But all talk about prohibition made me thirsty, so, you know, these teetotalers dump the good stuff, but I know a little secret stash.
I'm a mind on the early side. I suppose I know better than to turn down a drink with a man whose liver is as famous as yours.
Oh, that made me nervous. Follow them. Make sure everything goes fine.
On it. I was born to be a follower. Well, actually, I was born to be a Samantha, but...
Trudy!
Going.
I knew Marshall could charm 20, 25 minutes out of fall.
Trudy, do not drink this. It's fancy kerosene. Keep it in your mouth and then spit it out in the plant when he's not looking, okay?
Okay. What are you gonna do?
Oh, my dear. I believe God may have put me on this beautiful earth to drink this strong-ass shit. Here we go, Albert. Look at this beauty. Just like me, it's been fortified with a little brandy.
Now, isn't that something, Marshall? You never cease to amaze.
I know. He moved a piece of wood in that old cabinet, and there it was.
Yeah. During the War of 1812, this entire building was burned to the ground, destroyed. But this bottle of port survived. I mean, a lot of men were killed that day, but now we get to kill this bottle. To America and her welfare, may she only burn to the ground if we hold the matches.
Ooh. Oh, that is smooth.
Yeah, smooth as the backside of a baby with alopecia.
Oh, God, I swallowed it.
Yes, darling, that's what you do with liquid, which we should do again.
You know what? I can handle it. I'll do another.
No, wait, what? No, Trudy,
You heard the lady, Marshall. Pour.
Once the booze got flowing... Charm was no match for a man like Fall.
Be a gentleman, Marshall. Fix her another.
All right now. I always listen to a man with a six-shooter.
But Marshall's distraction still bought me enough time to get Woodrow out of the Oval and into his library. But when I swung open the doors to the office... Woodrow? The room was empty besides the rolling chair. He was gone. Woodrow? Woodrow!
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Woodrow was missing. But that wasn't the only ongoing crisis in the White House.
You know what I hate about wine? Bordeaux, Montepulciano, Champagne. I'm supposed to know what it tastes like from a place? We don't do that for other food, okay? Right? Oh, well, the chicken is from Cleveland, so you know what that means.
I told you she was funny, didn't I, Al? Al, Senator Fall?
I'm tired of waiting. I'm going to find Woodrow.
No, wait.
Woodrow? Woodrow? You here? Woodrow?
Ma'am.
Tumulty, what's wrong now?
Trudy's drunk, ma'am.
What?
Fall was chasing her into the garden, not looking too happy.
She had his hat.
Yes, she had his hat. What were you doing? Why were you saying the president's name?
He's missing.
What? He's missing?
Shh. I'll go take care of Trudy. You keep looking for Woodrow.
This big old beautiful tree is a maple tree dedicated to us by those uppity old Yanks in Connecticut.
I don't believe apples like that grow on maple trees.
You know what? Why don't you give the tour, Mr. Tree, with all your tree facts? Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. It's a rare maple apple. A maple.
Trudy!
Oh, I was just giving Senator...
Senator Fall, I'm so sorry.
Madam First Lady, respectfully, I've had enough. I demand to see the president right this instant.
Woodrow's still a little busy.
Stop.
But...
Stop it, ma'am. If I don't see the president now, I tell the Senate, the press, the public, that this White House is being run by an unelected wife. Do you understand me?
That's when I spotted Woodrow. Through the dead leaves of a tree, right behind Fall, doing what I told him to do days ago, enjoying a walk through the first snow of the season. Yes. Yes, Senator, you're right. Trudy, Woodrow is in the Oval Office. Take Senator Fall there now.
Okay. Are you...
Go. Woodrow! Woodrow, you can't go wandering off without me. But I am so relieved. I knew you could walk. I love you, Woodrow. I love you.
I love you too, Ellen.
Woodrow, I'm not Ellen. That was your first wife, remember? I'm Edith. Let's get you inside. I need you to be president.
Here you are, Mr. Fall, the Oval Office, not a corner in sight.
What's going on here? Is this a joke? No one's here.
I don't know.
Where is his bedchamber?
I am not allowed to.
Take me there. Now. Or I tell Edith you got drunk and couldn't help it and told me all about how Woodrow is too sick to be president.
No, I didn't. This way, Senator.
Woodrow had crawled back in bed before I could stop him. His eyes were closing. I knew all roads led to this room, and I didn't have much time before Fall arrived. I hated what I had to do next.
Ellen. Ellen! No!
I used every ounce of strength in me to prop him up against the headboard. It's time, sweetie. It's time to be president. I placed a stack of papers on his lap, and he clenched them angrily like he was strangling an unwanted kitten. As Fall entered the room behind me, followed by a petrified Trudy, I knew for certain that our time at the White House was over.
Well, I'll be. There he is, the man everyone's talking about.
Please, he needs to rest. He's still recovering.
You know, Woodrow, there are lots of rumors out there about you. You're a difficult man to drag
down. March into my bedroom without permission?
Mr. President, I'm a colleague. No need to yell. I'm excited to see you so lively. It's just lots of people are worried about you. And...
What a joke.
I told you now wasn't a good time. If you don't mind...
Now, Mr. President, I came all the way down here and I promised myself I'd shake your hand no matter what, just to see for myself.
Firm handshake.
Ow, ow! Oh, sir. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I'm not sure what I did to offend.
Firm handshake.
Mr. President, sorry for the interruption, but there's news on the Mexican hostages. You're needed right away.
As you can see, the president is very busy. The only illness here is men like you spreading conspiracies.
Mr. President, I meant no disrespect.
It's time, sweetie. It's time to be president.
He's needed. Out. Now.
Firm handshake, sir.
Well, you got what you came for, didn't you, Senator? You saw he's busy, you shook his hand, and you molested a recovering man in the few moments of rest he has in a busy day.
You're right, ma'am. I overstepped.
And I'm sure you'll tell the press that as well.
I will. I'm a man of honor. I'll tell them what I saw. A firm handshake, hard at work. And doing his best to get better.
Right. Well, our ushers will see you out. Come back anytime, Senator. We sure do love visitors. I should have been happy. The only way I could have beaten him more is if I'd shot a hole through his hat. But it was luck, and Fall was just a symptom. time was up. I needed to get rid of the disease.
As Tumulty described in the report, he... What?
Secretary Lansing, you're fired.
Excuse me? Edith! Hey! What the hell does that mean, I'm fired?
It means you are fired.
Under whose authority?
Under the president's.
Yes, I want that in writing.
You'll get it.
No, not a forged signature. Hey! If I'm going to be fired by the president, I want it signed by his hand, not yours doing a bad impression of a president.
How fucking dare you?
What do you want with all of this, Edith? Is there some issue or cause? There isn't, is there? It's all just to hold on to, I don't know, is it even power? Do you just not know how to stop fighting?
You'll get the letter, signed by the president's hand. Now pack your things.
Edith, I hope I wasn't bothering Woodrow by sitting next to him. I just came to apologize. I'm so sorry for getting drunk. I didn't
not
mean
now,
to...
Not now, Trudy. Not now. Woodrow, give me your hand.
Ow,
give
stop.
Give me your hand. Hold this pen. Woodrow, hold still.
Edith, what are you doing?
He needs to sign this letter.
No
Woodrow, give me your hand.
I don't think he wants to.
Now,
you're hurting him. Edith.
Give me. There. It's done.
Edith, I...
What?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Trudy, I... Can you drink some water? Eat some bread? Sober up? Because tomorrow we have work to do, and I need you by my side.
Yes. Edith. Anything you need.
History is never inevitable. It's messy. And sometimes, it's up to you to take that first big step.
Edith stars Rosamund Pike as Edith Wilson, Clark Gregg as Woodrow Wilson, Adam Conover as Dr. Carrie Grayson, Diedrich Bader as Henry Cabot Lodge, Tom Ammons as Robert Lansing, J.D. Hinton as Senator Albert Fall, Brandon Scott Jones as Joseph Tumulty, Esther Pavitsky as Trudy Grayson, Stephen Root as Thomas Marshall, Michael Graziday as Billy Roswell, Ian Eugene Ryan as Bassinger, Jack Dillon as Newsy, Erica Schaefer as Lois Irene Marshall. Created and written by Gonzalo Cordova and Travis Helwig. Directed by Maureen Barucha. Executive produced by Rosamund Pike, John Levitt, Sarah Geismer, Allison Falzetta, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Sandra Yiling. Produced by Xinyin Hiyu. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson and Ashoka Tiagarajan. Q-Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Neely Oftering. Sound design by Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ryan Sanchez. Q-Code Head of Mixing, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Dialect coach for Rosamund Pike, Carla Meyer. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinator, Brandon Weisner and Anna Basha Yoakum. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Bailey Grayson. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Edith is a Q-Code and Crooked Media production.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. You deserve inner peace. No, really, you do. Visit BetterHelp and see if online therapy is for you.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.